News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Armenia and Azerbaijan are accusing each other of targeting civilian populations in a dangerous flare-up over the disputed separatist enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. As the newly reignited conflict intensifies in the second week of fighting, diplomats from Moscow to Paris are scrambling to try to persuade the warring sides to agree to a ceasefire. But missiles and rockets continue to rain down, despite a call, too, from the United States for a halt to the fighting. One of the most noteworthy allegations about the fighting that started between Azerbaijan and Armenia due to the Nagorno-Karabakh issue was that Turkey was sending Syrian jihadist militants to the region to fight. Although this has been officially denied, reports by the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights seems to confirm these allegations. The statement that was published on SOHR's webpage claims that 4,000 Syrian militants have been sent to Azerbaijan so far, and 320 of them have been delivered to Azeri officials through Turkish companies. A few hundred demonstrators marched through central Athens on Tuesday as NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg held meetings with Greek officials. Holding banners with such messages as "NATO killers go home," the demonstrators marched past Parliament before sending their protests peacefully. Stoltenberg was in Athens on a one-day visit. He met with Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis. Americans are rushing to cast ballots ahead of the November 3rd election at an unprecedented pace. Early voting numbers show, indicating a possible turnout for the showdown between President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden. This is VOA News.